This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Rory McIlroy, your champion at the Masters, beating Justin Rose in the playoff on 18. Here was Rory post-match in front of the crowd and everything on CBS. Just loves the event.
This is by far the greatest golf tournament in the world. I'm from a place that I might get criticized for saying that.
But still said it. He says he's always...
Well, he grew up in the shadows of Royal Port Rush over in Ireland. Northern Ireland is one of the greatest golf courses you will ever play.
It's got so much history.
Awesome. What's that?
I said I don't know that I'll ever play it, but that does sound awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is really, it's an unbelievable golf course right along the water there, and it's always windy, and it's just, it's like breathtaking. So that's why he's saying that.
Well, yeah, I mean, instead they're going to get criticized because the Open Championship, people are going to want me to say that, but yeah, it's the greatest golf tournament in the world when you finally win it, right?
That too.
And he didn't say that last year.
I almost feel like, you know, the U.S. Open to me is always the hardest golf course to win because they set the golf course up so hard, the USGA.
Yeah.
And that one, when you win that and they play it, it's so many great golf courses. If you can win one of those, like say at Shinnecock.
Well, this year, Oakmont
is another one, yeah.
Sure, absolutely. But the Masters, the tradition, the whole thing. Green jackets, the pimentos, cheese sandwiches, the azaleas, you know.
Yeah.
Same thing every year.
Here's more Rory.
I go back to watching this tournament on, you know, the weekend with my father when I was 7 and 8 years old. Watching Tiger Woods do what he did in 1997. That was my inspiration to try to become what I am today.
Yeah, a five-time major winner.
How a champion can become an inspiration for somebody.
Absolutely.
Look at how many people Tiger spawned playing golf.
How many kids you're inspiring right now?
What, doing this?
That's exactly right.
No, but I'm talking about there's a kid that was inspired by Tiger Woods. And
that's why he said
what he said after he had won.
Yeah, that's usually why you would say something, yeah.
Yeah, but there's 20 million kids who never got there.
Exactly, and never will.
You guys are so unhappy.
But it's true.
Lives.
Here was the comment before I get back to Rory as a child. This was the comment about the phones at Augusta.
The no phone policy just makes everyone so present and so into what we're doing out there on the golf course. And it's just an absolute pleasure to play in an atmosphere like the one we played in today. So to everyone that stuck around, thank you so much.
That's kind of cool.
Do you think every other golf course could actually enforce that type of rule or no?
No. I don't think so.
Golf tournament, I should say.
They can.
Yeah, they can.
They just kick you out.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think the U.S. Open could do that?
No.
You think the Ryder Cup could do that?
No, I don't. I think it would be very, very difficult.
It does make it a lot. I bet you
aren't there concerts, right, where you're not allowed in with a phone? You have to check your phone.
Well, if you check it and put it in a locker or something, then right. Yeah, you could do that. But is that what they have to do with
the
Masters?
I don't know about that, but I know concerts.
Not allowed in if you have a phone on.
No, I don't think so. Well, right?
If they see it,
you're out.
Is it like you can't bring in purses and things of that nature? That have to be clear?
In some places,
yes. When you go to a concert, Al, do you bring your man bag with you?
I do not. No, I try to carry this minimal amount of stuff.
Okay.
All right.
I know you're a man bag guy.
Right.
Only to work.
Okay.
Put your MERS through the security system, please. See what's in there. Wow.
What is that?
A lot of weapons in here. And a body cam.
Body cam.
That's why he can't have a clear MERS. He don't want to show everybody what he's got. Get arrested walking into work. Oh, man. All right, talking about a young Rory. Here he was on something called The Kelly Show back in, I think this was 1999. He can't be more than 7, 8, 9 years old.
When the weather's really bad, I know that you practice in the house, don't you?
Yes.
And tell us how you practice in the house. How do you do it? It's not putting, you're practicing pitching now, so how do you do it?
If I chip air balls into my mum's washing machine.
Along the hall, in through the kitchen door, into your mum's washing machine.
Yes.
That's a very
young
Rory. Nine. Okay, there you go. And I guess because it's Masters weekend and a big golf weekend, I had several people sending me this. I'm sure you saw it as well, from Jimmy Traina, who posted an old Mike and the Mad Dog clip. This is, it is funny. This is Russo trying to tell a story of watching a golf playoff, but also trying to give his kids, Timmy and Colin, baths at the same time.
I feel I killed two birds in one stone.
Right.
But I get the bath going, and maybe I can get the two baths done when they tee off on the second playoff hole.
All right.
So the warning, Timmy, when Sergio's about to putt there on and misses it
right.
on the first playoff hole, do me a favor, Tim, go shut the bath water off.
Right.
He goes upstairs, shuts the bath water off.
All right, so the scene is set for disaster to then strike.
I didn't realize that when I picked Colin up, he had his clothes off. I put him in the water, and it was boiling hot.
You didn't test the water before you put the...
didn't put my hand in there. So he goes in the water, and he screams, and he screams, and he screams. His ankles turn lobster red. He's got third-degree burns.
I mean, subtly the best part of it is you didn't check the water before you put your kid in the water. I mean, that is unbelievable. I mean nobody could laugh like that about after boiling his kid like a dog. I mean, Jesus. Yeah,
his feet are red like lobsters.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, you know who lost in that playoff to Sergio Garcia that year? Justin Rose.
Is that what that? I didn't know the year. I couldn't
Poor
tell
Justin Rose
what it was from. But that was pretty funny. That was
nobody cares about his
goodie.
Feelings. They only care about Rory's feelings.
Yes, that is true.
Well, yeah, he's still a great story though. And he made what $2.5 million yesterday? Pretty good.
And he also in Full Swing. It was a tremendous storyline in this past year is when he had to qualify for the Open Championship and had to go like the day before and like somehow qualify to get in. And then he finished second there.
Yep, pretty
finished
good.
Second here, 44 years old.
I thought he was 49. 44?
44, Justin 44. Rose, yeah.